Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Layla Wednesday on the Dan Bernstein Show. Wednesdays 9 a.m. to noon on 670 The Score.
Yeah.
Are we making a bottom call with the White Sox at any point? After prices drop, somebody will stick their neck out there and say, I've looked at the charts and I've looked at all of the data and the bottom is in. Now is the time to start buying stocks again.
House of Pain.
Okay, listen up. What we've got is...
The House of Pain.
And...
The new low. Or high. I'm not quite sure.
Layla Wednesday with Dan Bernstein.
Yeah, this may be the year you can finally, you know, step on their junk a few times and not have to be bedeviled by randos.
What?
Middays on The Score.
What the hell was I even talking about there?
Didn't sound any better listening back to it. Actually.
I don't remember what that was about at all. I don't remember saying that. God, this job is weird.
People will ask me, like on social media or something, hey, what did you say during the show about this? And I'm like, I have no idea, dude. Once I say it, that's the end and I move on to the next
thing. An honest answer. It's a totally, like, I'm not hiding. I'm not pretending like I do not recall. I'm not, you know, saying that. Like, I literally don't remember. And what can I, like, you know what you should ask? Ask somebody on the planet that is beaming past at the moment. That whoever heard this on Alpha Centauri or wherever, they might be able to say, oh yeah, I know what he was talking about, and I'll tell you what no one else is talking about either. That's how they talk about
Alpha
Centauri. Sell
the team!
Yeah, I don't know why they all sound like guys from Bridgeport on Alpha Centauri, but they do. It's weird. Great Italian beef, too, oddly enough. Where were we? Hi,
exactly.
How are you?
You're not going to remember that like 5 minutes from now.
Remember what?
Squirrel!
All right, but I think we're doing okay. I mean, it's only 96 today, so not terrible.
See, that's how you do it, Dan. You psych yourself out. It's just like the cold, but different. You're like, oh, 40 isn't so bad. But, you know, down in Texas, we're like, 40 degrees, what do we do? Panic. Same idea.
I don't mind cold. Cold hurts, and then it's kind of over. Hot just stays with you. Hot infiltrates your life.
No, it doesn't. My number one tip was accept the life you've chosen. This is the life we have chosen. It's 2 days. Well, three. I think it's going to be warm tomorrow, plus 90.
Two
It'll
words.
Be okay.
Gold bond. Whatever your favorite varietal is, this is the time.
I started to think about it, and then my brain went places that I don't want it to go. So we're just going to leave it there.
The brain or anything else shouldn't want to go there, I don't think.
Here's my issue, is that I didn't get any more used to the cold. I just got less used to the extreme of the temperature on the plus side. So now I've just lost my edge and I'm weak. Weak!
Well, that's kind of how I feel about just aging in general. Where you don't care as much, and it hurts, but you don't. But your brain just doesn't rise to the level of it mattering as much. If that makes any sense.
Oh yeah, yeah. In fact, we have examples of that in these baseball streets.
Oh God.
Everything happened since I've been on. One of my favorite 815 texters, who always tells us the Walter Payton line, "Good morning" on the text line. He's like, mm-hmm. "Hey, everything happened between the time you were last on the score and now," and that was Thursday.
On 1-2.
It was Thursday with Gabe.
Yep.
That gave us another wonderfully passive-aggressive, single-syllable Steve Stone moment. Yep.
I'm telling you, I'm going to find the audio of Hawk saying yes, yes, no, yes, yes, and it's life-changing. That was an actual play-by-play call.
See, I remember long ago when the Cubs were bad but fun. Remember that? Remember the Cubs? They weren't very good, but they were fun and interesting, and maybe it peaked on that Tuesday night with the Pirates in town when I happened to go to the game, and there's Chris Morel with the home run in his first plate appearance, and Brandon Hughes, the lefty converted pitcher, is out there striking people out and setting a major league record with 5 strikeouts in his big league debut, and everything felt all good. And now it's just not fun. Now they're just kind of bad.
You pitched this to me in our morning meeting and said, "Hey, remember when the Cubs were fun?" And I was like, "What, like 2018 or something?" And you're like, "No, last week." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, before they played the Yankees and the Padres."
Yeah, they wrap. It's you know what? And that really is such an important point, and that is part of this whole look at the Atlanta Braves streak. They're playing bums.
Yes. And, yes. And no. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
There it
you
is.
You found it.
There it is.
It's so good. Do you know what that was? That was a bobbled ground out to first. 3-2.
Yes. Yes.
Or
no,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
4-3. 4-3. My bad. But okay. Like, yeah, that's all that was. So it was just tracking the ball, the second baseman, then bobbling it, hence the no, then getting the out, hence the yes.
That was a saga. That was
yes, yes, no, yes, yes.
That's a play in 3 acts. I mean, it really is. You've got everything. You've got initial conflict, conflict, climax, denouement, conclusion, the whole thing. You can storyboard that in just that play by play.
No is obviously The Empire Strikes Back from Star Wars.
That's the no. Stretching it out. Oh, if that's going to be the end of Act 2, when Luke is getting the new hand and they're all staring out the window.
First baseman bobbles the ground out. Nope, he got it. Yes, yeah, Ewoks.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, no, yes, yes.
Oh, Mike Rinkin, you are just, you're the greatest.
Yep. So the ultimate yes, if we play this out, the ultimate yes is the explosion of the second Death Star?
I thought the second Death Star was Cowboys Stadium.
But I'm saying, like, if the no is the end of Empire Strikes Back, that second yes is like Lando and Nian Num piloting the Millennium Falcon just out of reach of the explosion, and of course second Death Star because they decided to build it again.
What are you doing?
You
are breaking the social contract we have with society right now.
What? Spoiler
alert? We do not spoil Star Wars.
From Star Wars.
Remember that? Okay, let's get back to this. You're right. The Cubs were good last week, and then they started to play really good teams, and then we got brought back down to earth.
Yeah, this is what it looks like, and the Sox get to play a bad team, and everything feels better. They can't
hit.
But
here's the frustrating part. Oh, no. In fact, Chris Kamka had the stat that I believe 54 players in Major League Baseball had scored more runs than the Tigers had this month. I got to double check because I read it late at night because you know that's what I do, read sports stats right before I go to bed. But the frustrating part of it for me is the Cubs' offense is actually clicking. Wilson Contreras was 3-for-4. He had 2 home runs. One of them, I'm not quite sure, landed yet. And we're like, yeah, Cubs offense. And then suddenly it's like, oh, bullpen. And that bullpen was the quintessential bullpen of your nightmares last night. Like, that was That was just ugly. And not until Michael Givens faced, what, four batters and gave up four runs was the save actually blown. Not until then.
You know what it means to me if you say, well, what's the point of all of this, just to put a bow on it? When you mention the way Contreras is playing, and he's absolutely out of his skull right now, and it's clear that you're going to move him for something. What it does for me is when 3 weeks ago we were saying, hey, you know, maybe this is 2014 for the Cubs again. Maybe this is they're sort of priming this thing for next year, and now it looks a lot more like 2012 than 2014. What it, the practical application of that for me is it changes the way I would look at the return of a Contreras deal. If you think that you can assess how reasonable you think this is, that where maybe I'm thinking, you know, as they explore that deal, you may want a major league ready prospect or two to say, hey, let's supercharge this thing, come out of the gate, we're going to spend money and come out of the gate next year. If we take the spending piece out, I may be more satisfied with younger prospects, still good prospects, but younger prospects and maybe a little bit further away developmentally if our timetable is set differently. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course it does. And frankly, it's also just going back to how much we all knew, all of us, that the Yu Darvish trade wasn't just symbolic in the salary piece of it. It was the return they got back and the level of prospects and seeing how long those prospects were going to take to get to the big leagues. They got Yu Darvish back and children, especially in White Sox years. Those guys haven't even gotten to like middle school yet in White Sox years. So when you consider that along with what they got back and the extension of when those guys would come up for example, Anthony Rizzo even, or Chris Bryant, or frankly, Javi Baez and Pete Crow Armstrong, it really starts to make you understand. Speaking of that, the team that might be the most willing to trade for Wilson Contreras is the Mets, potentially.
Yeah, the Yankees, too. I mean, we've got to, you could pit the New York teams against each other if you're doing it right and get two bids on your house.
I don't think the Astros are as big a player in this as everybody says, because they're so used to not having the catching part of their team be offensive production.
And so what they're getting like on the other, what they're getting on the other stuff, like all the rest of it from their catchers, they're getting.
Bingo. And so to me, therefore, you go to the next team. And what's funny is, who's one of the catchers on the Mets who's not living up to that contract? James McCann.
James McCann. Yeah, good point. We are going to talk about another big contract that is mattering in Chicago right now, because he's not participating in what his team is doing. Some Bears talk and the way they're responding to some, I don't want to say animosity, but some adverse feelings with their star 32-year-old pass rusher. It's coming up next on The Score.
Yes, yes, no, yes, yes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Snap back. Here comes Quinn.
Got him.
Walked right into it. Quinn's got him wrapped up and the ball comes out. Robert Quinn has just picked up sack number 18 and has set the Bears' single season record for sacks that is held for 37 years by Richard Dent.
Sack machine.
That was January 2nd against the Giants. Jeff Joniak on the call at our sister station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 WBBM AM. We are Bernstein and Rahimi on this Layla Rahimi Wednesday on The Score. Robert Quinn is not at mandatory minicamp. Mandatory. And he's not there because he doesn't want to be there. And I don't know how we got this far. I think he should have been long gone. This is the fact that he's still on the team doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
And it does to me because of the contract that he was signed to, combined with his age. Last year was peak Robert Quinn. If you wanted him to be worth his money, being second in the NFL with sacks, that was the time. But when you consider what we saw the year before, granted there were a lot of moving parts as to why that production happened, the contract is very risky for teams to take on. I don't think you would get the return that you think. And you've said, make the deal happen no matter what.
And it doesn't put the Bears in an advantageous position, but that's, and this is part of the reason why is you're forcing your coach to sound like this.
As you know, Robert Quinn was not here present today at mandatory minicamp. We're not talking about that as an organization. Obviously, we hoped he would be here. He's not. Ryan and his staff are going to work through that. I really don't have any comment other than that about Robert Quinn. So I'll open it up to questions.
And just on that front, have you communicated with Robert, or are you leaving that all up to Ryan?
Have I communicated with him? Sure. Yeah, I've talked to him over with some happy birthday a few weeks ago, and we've talked to him. But other than that, in terms of being here, not being here, I'm going to leave that all up to Ryan.
Just to clarify that, because it sounds like based on what you just said, he's not excused from veteran minicamp.
Yeah, I mean, it's mandatory minicamp.
All right. Well,
or you burst into flames.
Well, would that be spontaneous combustion in this case if he's not in the hot sun? Either way, he shouldn't
Whichever
have to deal with this.
Whichever one is funnier.
he shouldn't have to deal with this right now. Just move. I was saying before, hold out for a second round pick. I don't care right now. I think for your team's mental health, the best thing you can do is just move him. And he's good. I'm not saying he's not good, but if we rank vestigial assets on a bad sports team, it's probably what? A closer on a bad Major League Baseball team. These hood ornaments, these useless things. We always talk about NBA empty calories scorer. Oh, he's averaging 24 points a game. Well, I mean, obviously somebody's got to shoot and get the points on bad teams. But a pass rusher on a bad team where you're hoping that that's your guy who... How often are the Bears even going to have a 3rd-and-8? You know, how often are you going to have opportunities or be playing from a lead enough to say, hey, it's worth the risk to try to attack the opposing quarterback? I think you're better off just getting what you can get and getting that out of your hair.
First of all, you could have said that last year.
Yes.
And he still give you 18 and a half sacks.
And he could do it for somebody else.
I agree. I'm not saying you're not correct here. But it is really funny to say, get rid of the good players to get worse to get better.
No, a 32-year-old, if he were, and this, it's like if he were, say, a Suzuki and he were 27, I wouldn't be saying this. I just think a 32-year-old coming off that year, you should be able to get a lot more than you otherwise thought as you enter into this bottoming out year.
And I agree with that, but we should know better than anybody how much we talked about his contract the year before. You think NFL teams don't know that? They absolutely do. And that's a lot to take on, even with the salary cap being what it is, when you think about the risk involved with taking a player of that age, knowing that that year of production that happened before last year could still possibly happen again.
But it's highly unlikely. Do you think...
No I agree with that. I think his product speaks for itself. I think that was an outlier, but I just don't know if the money is worth it.
Well, then can you eat some of it? Is that... Do the NFL allow you? I know that changes what you get in return, depending on if there's cash involved to mitigate some of those costs, because that could be part of the negotiation in a trade.
Of course, and now the Bears have done a really good job with making room. We talked so much last year about how bad their salary cap situation was and how much trouble they were in. They're actually in the top five now in room in the salary cap. So they could do something there if they wanted to.
Meanwhile, there's something weird going on with one of their top picks. They're, they have the two splashy second rounders, one of whom was Kyler Gordon. And I don't think anybody... We'll ask Kevin Fishbane at 11, but I'm not quite sure what's going on, and this response from Matt Eberflus didn't help us understand any better.
Did Kyler Gordon practice today?
He did not.
He did not. Why did he practice?
You know I'm not answering that. Come on.
I'm sure if the man...
No, it didn't change my view on that. No, he's out at practice. He was doing great. He's doing awesome.
Come on. Come on!
He's out at practice, but he didn't practice, and he's doing great, but he didn't practice, and you know I'm not going to answer that? I don't know you're not going to answer that. How do we know what you're going to answer or not?
It sounds like ownership tells him what he can and cannot answer. And frankly, he could absolutely have said he didn't practice today. Who cares? You know he was there. It's a mandatory minicamp. You burst into flames.
Is this a contract issue?
Potentially. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I mean, if he looks great and he's out at practice, he's just not practicing. So is he fulfilling his responsibility to be present for the mandatory mini camp and then saying, yeah, I've got better things to do while we figure out what you're going to pay me?
Or it's like he didn't want to get compromised, right? Like if he gets hurt during these camps or something, it may affect his contract. I don't know. That's just a weird feeling I get with this one.
I do too.
Because why would you be so furtive about an injury right now?
Oh, good word. I also don't know if he's like the way Eberflus kind of laughed it off. I was like, you know, I can't talk about it. Well, why should we know you can't talk about it? That would be my next question. Is why do you presume that we know this is something you can't talk about? I would like to hear him explain that.
That's it. That is the question for Fishbane or one of them at 11. And then also, it's never a good thing to hear that somebody was carted off.
Yeah, but I don't think he's any good. I mean, I feel bad for him. I don't think it moves the needle on the future of the Bears. I don't think it changes their proximity to a championship.
Good old relatable Dan.
No, but really though, like, have you heard what everyone else has said about Dakota Dozier? Everyone else says he's terrible. But
he's still a person who got carted off a field. That's not good.
It sucks for him.
How many times have we talked about the Bears backup tackle, and now you're like, I don't care.
I'm going to be up.
Oh, man. In September or October, when things already get crazy on the line, I'm going to be like, remember that time I talked to you about Dakota Dozier and you were like, who cares?
It's okay. Tevin Jenkins isn't doing anything with the first unit. Ooh, he can maybe find some time.
Boy. Oh, yeah. Snap. Yeah. Yeah.
But he's lost weight. He's lost weight.
Okay. So now he's light and bad. Okay.
That's better.
And he might morning show in Memphis.
Light and bad. He seems like a nice enough kid, and I'm hopeful for him, but that's got like Gabe Karimi written all over it, doesn't it?
You said that from day one.
Chris Williams. I mean, I liked him as a prospect. I really did, but the only thing I said from day one is that when they started saying, well, the back problem isn't an issue, our Chris Williams Vanderbilt experience informed us, yes, it is.
That's and our who whole, you said.
And our Ryan Pace, Kevin White experience said, anytime it's like, he'll be fine. No, he won't be fine. And we knew he wasn't going to play. And if he's healthy, that's great. If he can salvage whatever is left here as a guard, if that's still possible, okay. But the trajectory isn't good. Let's put it that way.
We have to see the change of scenery for so many people in this. He is definitely one of them. We have to see how that's going to affect young players and if they will get better this season. But I think you also have to build in a little bit of deboilinization, Dan.
Ah!
I think you have to. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm triggered. Okay.
You think I wasn't thinking about Boylan when I saw that intentional walk with the strike left in the inning? You'd be wrong.
I'm not in fear mode that we don't have timeouts.
Yeah, but that would mean a once great manager has deteriorated into Jim Boylan level, which is really the most awful thing you could possibly say.
In my opinion, it was worse than a Jim Boylan timeout. Because those timeouts were usually called with nothing left to give.
Wow. Wow, there it is. Worse than Boylan. Okay.
Timeout.
Worse than you have to qualify.
I know.
Worse than the one at Toronto on Christmas when the broadcasters went crazy and he had to teach Adam Makoka and prepare the child for the road.
What about a Jim Boylan non-timeout? Shouts to Daniel Gafford.
Daniel Gafford. There you go.
Oh, the Rick Carlisle timeout. Yes, all of those are worse because the game was still in hand and there was a strike left in the inning. None of those are worse. None.
Wow. We'll talk football with Mike Florio next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.